It thus appears the mansion of constitutionalized abortion law, constructed overnight in Roe v. Wade, must be disassembled door jam by door jam and never entirely brought down, no matter how wrong it might be. In addition, Scalia has a talent for putting complex arguments about fundamental principles in easy-to-understand terms, slicing through the various First Amendment analyses that might be applied to determine the speech rights of the religious. Scalia concluded, "A priest has as much liberty to proselytize as a patriot." In another case, while arguing for freedom of political parties to set their own rules of organization, Scalia wrote, "A freedom of political association that must await the government's favorable response to a mother may I is not freedom of political association at all." Finally, as even casual followers of the Supreme Court know, Scalia's words can reveal his outrage at the decisions reached and lack of judicial restraint demonstrated by his colleagues on the High Court. Scalia concluded one opinion: "The court must be living in another world. Day by day, case by case, it is busy designing a constitution for a country I do not recognize." And in another, "This court seems incapable of admitting that some matters, any matters, are none of its business." Scalia's way with words is what makes this book possible. His opinions, though full of legal arguments and analyses only a lawyer could love, are highly readable. His entertaining writing style can make even the most mundane areas of the law interesting. It is no small feat. The opinions chosen for this book are not necessarily Scalia's most important, but those that I believe are the most interesting to read. Moreover, Scalia Dissents is not a technically accurate title for this book. A reader will recognize that more than just dissenting opinions have been included. However, it is fitting because nearly every opinion reveals Scalia in strong disagreement with the reasoning, if not the conclusion, of a majority of the court. These disagreements often prompt the justice to write his most passionate and memorable opinions. The following writings show Scalia's judicial philosophy in practice, reveal his skill at argumentation, demonstrate his ability to foresee future controversies, and showcase his compelling writing style. In every opinion, a combination of these factors is at work. Before each opinion, I provide information to give the reader background on the case, the relevant text of the Constitution, its historical interpretation, Scalia's general view of the text, the court's previous decisions in the area, the relevant facts that led to the case, and the opinions of the court and other justices. For the sake of readability, I have eliminated many citations and almost all footnotes. Legal opinions are usually full of references to other cases or materials in order to support the arguments made therein. If a reader wishes to dig deeper into one or more opinions, he or she should consult an unedited version of the opinions. A note about labels. After describing Scalia as the court's premier conservative, I spend some time arguing and include some cases to demonstrate that he is not always in step with political conservatives. The reason for the apparent conflict is that there is a difference between a judicial conservative and a political conservative. By political conservative, I refer to an elected official or political activist who supports a set of policies, including smaller government, lower taxes, and traditional social values. By judicial conservative, I mean a judge who does not advance any political or policy preferences, but whose approach to constitutional and statutory interpretation involves fidelity to the text of the Constitution and adherence to the original understanding of that document or to the intent of its drafters. A judicial conservative's approach will result in many politically conservative outcomes, but it should not and will not always be the case. Finally, it should be noted that this book is not a personal biography of Justice Scalia. Though facts about his background are mentioned when relevant, I would like to merely share Scalia's most compelling opinions and give readers, for the benefit of context, an overview of his judicial philosophy. Justice Scalia's way with words, his reasoning, and his vision all are showcased in the chapters that follow. Experience some of the most noteworthy, colorful, and entertaining opinions ever written by a United States Supreme Court justice. And finally, enjoy some classic Scalia moments.